So in verse 1 of Ezekiel chapter 34, we read these words. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel, that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered, because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Then we're traveling right down to the end of the chapter, verse 30 and verse 31. Ezekiel 34, verse 30 and the verse 31. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. And ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. Amen. We know the Lord himself will add his blessing onto the reading of his word in our hearing tonight. We're going to be looking in particular at verse 11 down to verse 16. But we read only verse 11 at this stage again. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. And with that word open before us, again we'll pray briefly. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word, for thy promise of restoration that we have in front of us here in classic fashion in this 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. We pray, as he, that thou wast determined, thou wilt search and seek for thy sheep. Lord, we thank thee that in the world tonight thou wert doing exactly this. Thou hast been doing it, thou art doing it, thou wilt be doing it. And thou wert looking for all of thy returnees. Lord, for those who are out in a backslidden condition, bring those straying sheep back to the fold. Give them an appetite. Give them a desire to be found under the control, within reach of the good shepherd again. For those who are unsaved, still in sin, search them out, we pray. Seek for them, we ask. And Lord, we pray for the child of God. May we rise to our responsibility here. May we see our duty plainly. And may we be the very finger of God today to some perishing, lost soul. In Jesus' name, and to God's eternal glory, we ask these things. Amen. I want to draw to your attention, just by way of introduction tonight, to three indisputable facts about the Bible. And the first of the three indisputable facts about the Bible is this: there is no religious or moral truth in any book that has ever been written that is not found in the Bible. This is a book where all the religious and the moral truths that you could care to run after, you will find them here. But the second indisputable fact about the Bible is this, and it's much more important. The Bible is the only book that is able to make us wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. You'll find those very words in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the verse 15, and you can add 16 into the bargain there as well. The third indisputable truth is that this is the only book that has the power to unerringly foretell the future. And in this book, God has given to us a complete panorama of the history of the ages. And for all of these reasons, these three reasons that I have just mentioned, the Bible is unique. And you're holding tonight in your hand a book like no other. Remember, David said about that precious sword, "Give it me. There is none like that." And when we come to the book of God, that's what we are dealing with. An entirely unique book. And these indisputable facts are so true of it. Now, the verses we have tonight that we're highlighting in Ezekiel chapter 34, the verse 11 through to the verse 16, they point forward to a better day. Some of you may well have seen tributes to Captain Tom last night. And he had a motto: tomorrow will be a better day. And essentially that's what Ezekiel here is saying to the people of Israel, who are now locked in their captivity. He's by the river Kibar. They're in bondage in Babylon. But he's saying, tomorrow will be a better day. And that's the whole tenor of Ezekiel 34, the whole chapter. But in particular, verse 11 through to 16. They're pointing forward to the time when Israel will be restored, when they'll be back in their own land, when men like Zerubbabel and Ezra will be raised up, leaders of the people, in the vanguard, taking them back out of captivity into the freedom of their own country again. And that was a tremendous day. Of course, there will be a future application. And these words, too, have a very significant word for us tonight. For they emphasize not only the personal need of salvation that men and women have, but of our involvement in reaching out as, let me term it, under shepherds for the souls that are perishing around us. But we're looking again at one of God's promises, the promise of restoration, and think firstly of the persons in this restoration. The persons in this restoration, our Lord Himself, self-identifies here as a shepherd. And the people, He speaks of His people as being sheep. Look again at verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd, verse 12, seeketh out his flock. In the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There they shall lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, I will feed them with judgment. And the Lord is telling us here in verse 11 through to 16, there are sheep out there, and they are in need of a shepherd, and I will be that shepherd unto every one of my sheep. Now, if you're familiar with the Bible, and I know you will be, you're familiar then with this kind of metaphor, this picture, this word description of the Lord being the shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd of His sheep, and His people under His protection being labeled and described as sheep. We have it in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. We have it in Luke 15 and the verse 3 through to 7. We have it again in John, that classic passage where the Lord tells us that He is the good shepherd, that He lays down His life for the sheep, that other sheep He has, and they must be brought in as well. And in verse 1 through 16 of John chapter 10, our Lord is casting Himself in the role of our shepherd. Now we're told three things here about the sheep in the book of Ezekiel, the chapter 34. Three things. Number one, they are lost. Read these verses here in Ezekiel 34. And when you read through, you'll note that they all emphasize this point, that the sheep are lost. And that's why the shepherd is saying, verse 16, for example, I will seek that which was lost. Lost. Separated from. Out of fellowship with God. Out in the mountains, the hymn writer said, wild and bare. Lost. As another hymn writer, Newton, said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Yes, but this shepherd, the shepherd of Ezekiel 34, he came on my trail. He searched out where I was. He sought me with all of his energy, and he brought me back to the fold. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. These sheep, they were lost. And how many lost sheep there are around our feet every day when we walk in this world, but praise God, our loving Lord is still seeking those who are lost. Luke 19 and 10 defined his mission. In his own words, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Those are his targets. And he just homes in on them. Were they our? They our lost. Another word describing who the sheep were and their condition is in verse 12 and again in verse 16, the sheep are scattered. They're scattered. Now I can't read this passage without turning to some of the words by Elizabeth Plethean. We have it in her hymn book, although it's probably more often sung as a solo piece rather than set for congregational singing. There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away in the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. And I love these lines, but none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night our Lord passed through, ere he found his sheep that was lost, out in the desert. He heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. He went out to find that sheep that was scattered. And I don't know where you are in relation to God tonight, in terms of your fellowship with him, whether that fellowship is close and intimate and warm, and you're often in the closet, and you're poring over his word, and you're lifting up prayers in his name unto heaven. I don't know how close, or maybe how far off you are. But the Lord is seeking the lost sheep and the scattered sheep. And you notice too, they are afflicted. These sheep are afflicted. In verse 16, we read of the shepherd binding up that which was broken. He's strengthening the sick. In verse 12, if you go back to that, you'll find a reference to the clouding and the dark day. So the atmosphere in which they are is oppressive. The condition that they find themselves in, it's full of affliction. They are pained. They are hurting. They have problems, everyone. And don't we find that in our country right now? Even among the Lord's own sheep, living through a cloudy and a dark day, feeling scattered, cut off from the sanctuary. And we understand intensely those feelings. Now, what a cloudy and what a dark day it is for an unsaved soul. They don't realize how dark it is around them. Nor do they realize the outer darkness to which they're headed if grace does not intervene and save them and bring them to Christ. A dark and a cloudy day. Sin is a cloud. And sin brings darkness. But thank God on Calvary, when a cloud came down, our Lord Jesus Christ removed that cloud for every one of those who would believe in his name by shedding his blood for them personally on that center tree. Israel lost, scattered, afflicted, but they're sought out, searched by the shepherd. And I trust, if this is your condition tonight, that you'll feel the tender hand of the shepherd on your shoulder, lifting you up and carrying you in the middle of your need. The persons of this restoration. But then think of the promises for this restoration, the promises for this restoration. That's the second thing. And when you read through Ezekiel 34, verse 11 through to 16, as we did a moment or two ago, you'll find promise after promise. The points of the promise are very clearly stated here. And Israel and her restoration is in view, and the sinner and his or her rescue is also in view. The restoration for the wandering sheep is in view as well. Verse 11, what does it say? Well, the Lord says in verse 11, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. What a promise God is making here. If you're tuned in tonight and you happen not to be saved, the Lord is seeking lost souls. What a wonderful thing it is that the Lord of heaven and earth is actually interested in seeking lost sinners in order to bring those sinners to himself and into his love. And he has a multitude of love for everyone he seeks. I will both search my sheep and seek them out. And then in verse 12, there's another promise coming in here, or another part of the promise. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the dark and cloudy day. The promise of deliverance, emancipation from the power and stranglehold of the devil. You can check it out in Acts chapter 26 in the verse 18. You can check it out in Romans 6 and the verse 14 as well, where the Lord plucks us from the talons and the tyranny of the devil and of sin. He is the great deliverer. So we have these promises in 11 and 12. And in 13, we hear the Lord saying again, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. God here is promising provision. Mountains and valleys, the rivers filling and flowing through those valleys, and a abundance of provision as he brings them all back, these scattered sheep, into his own land. The place of his choosing, the place of his provision, the place where they are beside him, close to him, where he is caring for them. And then in verse 13 and 14 and 15, four times over, you read God saying, I will feed my sheep. And to state this by way of promise, I will do this four times over, surely emphasizes the depth of satisfaction that is to be found in Christ. He who himself is the bread of life, in Haggai, described as the desire of all nations. It means, whether they even realize it or not, that desire implanted within them, as it must be, by God the Holy Spirit and his work, convincing them, Christ is what you need. Now none but Christ can satisfy. I have a book in my library by an old American preacher, Gardner Spring, simply called The Attraction of the cross. And here the Lord is saying, I will feed. On the basis of what my atoning death on Calvary has purchased, I will satisfy and feed to the full all of my sheep. You needn't worry if you're unsaved about, I might have to give up this, and I might have to give up that. The Lord will give you far more than you ever give up. And it'll be a valuable subtraction, the things that you do give up, and God's additions will be beyond all possible valuation. And then in verse 15 as well, we hear the Lord saying, I will cause them to lie down. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down. And the picture is contentment and protection and lack of fear and the removal of anxiety and dread. They are lying down to sleep. What a picture of rest and contentment. And doesn't our Savior say, come unto me and I will give you rest? You'll not find that rest for your soul anywhere else. Matthew 11:28, you'll only find it in Jesus Christ. He's the shepherd and the bishop of our soul. Check it out in Psalm 23 in the verse 2. Check it out again in the text I mentioned, Matthew 11:28. And check it out again further into the New Testament towards the end of it, 1 Peter chapter 2 and the verse 25. Have you heard the words of this hymn? Jesus, the shepherd, is seeking, calling the lost ones today. Shepherd, I hear thee now, speaking. Jesus, find me, I pray. And that would be a beautiful prayer for you to utter, just in the middle of your need. Jesus, find me, I pray. Unsaved, I leave that with you. I tell you, pray unto the Lord. In all of your sin, in all of your need, in all of the cloudiness and darkness, He will give you light and life and everything else, all the spiritual benefits that you've never been able to think about. Child of God, you've wandered. Jesus, the shepherd, is seeking you, calling you even today. And I pray you'll be saying, shepherd, I hear thee now speaking. Jesus, find me, I pray. Maybe your affliction, and you're feeling the rod of affliction, and you're feeling the cloud and feeling the darkness, and it's darkness that could be felt. Same prayer. Jesus, find me, I pray. Search me out. Find out where I am. Seek me. Bring me back into the way. So we have the persons in this restoration, the promises for this restoration, and we have as well a prerequisite in the restoration, because the Lord is the shepherd, we are the sheep. But you know something? On His missions of rescue, the Lord does something. He uses people. He uses men and women like you and me. I often think of that hymn, and I referred to it, alluded to it in prayer today. You are the finger of God today. And as you go out into the world, you go out as a signpost. You go out under the direction of the shepherd. You go out to fulfill his activity, seeking, searching for those who were lost. And it's our responsibility. It's the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Acts 1 and verse 8, they put that Great Commission into practice. They rolled it out. And beginning in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and right through all the world, they took the glorious message of Jesus Christ. And they told the people, there's a good shepherd. And he's seeking for you, and we want to point you to him. We want to be a signpost. I'm sure you noticed that beginning this chapter tonight, as we read it in Ezekiel 34, it was all doom and gloom and judgment. Do you know why? Because the under-shepherds were not doing what God had called them and appointed them to do. And a woe came upon them. And you know why? They were feeding the flock, they were feeding themselves. That was God's line against them. Look at verse 2. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the womb, and ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The worst thing, the worst, most terrible charge that could be leveled, ye feed not the flock. Verse 4, more detail. The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have healed that which was sick, neither bound up that which was broken, neither brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them, and they were scattered, because there is no shepherd. And the Lord, having observed this, and now coming in judgment against this, telling his men, you're not doing your duty. You're not acting as a shepherd. You're acting the very reverse of what you should be. And he says, since the shepherd's afield, I'm coming myself. I will be the shepherd. And that's where verse 11 and verse 12 and subsequent verses now come in. For thus saith the Lord God, verse 11, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Let's not fall into the trap of the false shepherd, of this foul shepherd, who was sent out on a mission but did not fulfill the mission. Did the very opposite. Lord, take me. Use me as your under shepherd to properly and consistently seek out the sheep. We close with the words that are in our hymn book in number 669. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind? Help him the wandering lambs to find. Who'll bring the lost ones to the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold? Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out in the mountains, wild and high, hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my lambs, where'er they be. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Let's rise to our responsibility. Measure what our mission is. And under God and by His power alone, may we do it. His shepherds, armed with His promise of restoration.